one of the things that has really been important to our show is talking to the newsmakers of the day in our community and focusing on, you know, what affects our lives day to day. And it would appear that rats are a big discussion today. City Council is trying to do something about it. And if you missed it about 10 minutes ago, we actually had on the rat czar for Charlestown, who just happens to be my wife, Lana, because she put a critter cam in our public art. If you don't know what a critter cam is, it's what it does is it's activated by motion.
It's a ring cam.
It's like a ring cam, but it's battery operated, and you can put it anywhere, and it can catch it.
I can put my ring cam anywhere.
Yeah, but it gets it at night, and, you know, the whole thing. And then you just go and you pull the little memory stick out of it. And there were so many rats in our garden.
Yeah.
So many. And rats the size of footballs.
Yeah.
And so she brought it to the attention of the board of her garden and said, you know, we need to address this. And at first it's like, well, are rats really something to worry about in gardens? But yeah, they carry disease. It can make your animals sick. It can make us sick.
They'll eat your food.
And we have a lot of...
That you've been working so hard for.
Yeah, that too. And we have a lot of construction. They're redoing this whole big project in Charlestown, and, you know, 25 acres being redone, so there's rats everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Paige has an idea. Good morning, Paige.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What is your idea for the rat czar of Charlestown there, Atlanta?
So I run a few restaurants.
Say that again. You broke up.
And where it has been a nationwide strike for the past month plus.
Oh, gosh, yes.
And they are picking and choosing who they pick up their trash from.
Oh,
just
right.
At random. There's no, you get your trash versus someone else. And one of our restaurants has not been picked up since the very start of the strike. So by default, I had to switch companies. So it's caused a huge uptick in rats in the area.
Oh, honey.
And talking to other local businesses, especially like heavily populated areas in Somerville with all the restaurants they have, you just have trash piled up on street corners and causing a lot of rats.
Completely forgot about that. Completely forgot about the strike that is happening.
It makes us feel very,
with the sanitation workers.
Makes me feel very, very, very bad. Have you guys been able to do anything about the rats, or you're just trying to survive every day?
So switching, surviving for sure. The switching of the companies was a huge help to start, and then, you know, going from there. But working with, like, the buildings that are surrounding our locations and trying to do the best we can, because, like Lana mentioned, too, all the animals, you don't want to harm them.
Yeah. Thinking of you.
Yeah, completely forgot about that. Completely forgot about that. That's probably adding to the issue right now.
Yeah.
All right. Mix 104.1. Good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Grace. I'm calling about the rat czar concern.
Grace calling about the rat czar concern, Kennedy. Yes, Grace.
Do you have advice for rats, Atlanta?
Yeah, so I live in East Somerville and we're having the same issue. I'm not sure if Charlestown does the same thing, but I know the city can come and do an inspection around your area, and they can come put traps where they see that they should put them the best.
Ooh.
See, I really think the cities have programs for this. You know, we have people who work for the city who come pick up roadkill, who come pick up animals. Like, that's something that's done here. So one wonders if there is... You know, like you could go somewhere and pick up some rat things and that they'll come pick them up or something. Maybe.
I don't know. It sounds
like...
If
you go to mass.gov on the website online, you can fill out a form and you just have to have everybody in the house sign the form to make sure that they're aware that they're going to come and inspect. And then once they come and inspect, they'll be able to take any rats that they see or any dead ones.
It's a public area, though.
Yeah, this is
not
a
house.
Garden.
It's a public area.
It's not at our house. It's like...
They'd still be able to do that as well in a garden.
Mm.
Perfect.
All right, Thank you, friend. Yeah, you might need to be a rat czar as well. That's great. Thank you, Grace.
Yeah, they're the worst.
All right, bye.
Have a good day.
We got a text from Steve the Scientist, and he says, have Lana check out the Esvelt Lab at MIT.
That's why I wanted him to call.
Yes, this is next level stuff for Lana the Rat Czar. He says when he was there, they were working on a genetic technique to reduce rat populations, and they were focused on helping New Zealand, which also didn't want to use poison. Steve the Scientist coming in.
Always coming in with the good advice for us.
Yes. Lana the Rat Czar at MIT trying to figure out this issue for the city.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love this so much.
No, really, don't hold back. Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.